And welcome aboard. We're live at Stone Mountain Golf Club. And, you know, there are days at work, like when Rusty talked about, I think it was at a steel mill you said you worked
in?
Yes, yeah. He worked in a steel mill for 4 years. And it was not easy to, you know, get up every morning and figure out a way to be excited about going to work. We understand that. Whatever the polar opposite of that is what we have in front of us today.
Can I tell you some breaking news right quick, and it might surprise you? I have not worked in a steel mill.
I know. Yeah, you and me both, right? Yeah. My blue collar was, you
I'll
know.
Tell you this. Everybody in that steel mill this morning is in a damn good mood.
No doubt. A lot of dog fans in that steel mill, right? A lot of Falcon fans.
Yes.
This is the Steakhouse Special Edition. Rusty Menzel is here. He's not usually here. He is here on Fridays. Yeah. Drew's usually here Mondays. Couldn't have worked out any better. A tremendous day to be in Sports Talk Radio. A tremendous day to be able to host the Steakhouse with these two guys at a great golf tournament in Stone Mountain Park.
Packed out here.
Otis
Nixon.
Just said hi
right
to Otis.
There. I mean.
Yep. Billy White Shoes. I just hung out with Billy White Shoes Johnson and Otis Nixon. That's pretty good for Atlanta sports royalty. But speaking of Atlanta sports royalty, were the two gentlemen that we drafted last night someday going to be a part of it? Regardless, we will take a ton of phone calls today. We'll hear all the national folks talking about the draft and the Falcons. We will let you sound off on last night. But right out of the gate, we were all on a bunch of – I can't imagine how many text chains you were on last night, Rusty, as call me the cynic, but how do you cover the Falcons for 30 years and not be – did not see Jalen Walker ending up at 15, which was the first – big, pleasant, wonderful surprise of what would be a really good night.
I actually found myself looking at my phone as it got closer to the 15th pick. Was Jalen Walker really not chosen yet? I was trying to confirm, is he going to be available? And then when the Falcons got on the clock with Jalen Walker being available, you just started to have those little heart palpitations saying, are they going to pick him or are they going to do something crazy?
And they
crazy?
Take 5 minutes. Rusty, I literally, the three picks before, was trying to look at Roger Goodell's lips to see if it was going to come out of there. And I was telling my wife, and she, of course, you know, didn't care that much. I go, they're three picks away from the guy everyone wants. They're two picks away. And I'm looking at him, and I'm just saying, say any name but Jalen on the stage. And then they made us wait 5 minutes.
Well, I'll say this. I had somebody there. You would not believe the delay on the amount of when the time that's picked to the time it's on TV. So before they make the pick on TV, I know 5 minutes before they took Jalen.
Oh, wow.
I had somebody there. So I didn't say anything to anybody. I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, I know they've already said it,
they
but please,
did.
God, let me see you say this. Let me just see you say this.
Yeah, it's like watching a replay of the Super Bowl. And I hate to bring it up, and thinking it's going to be a new outcome. Like, you knew they were going to pick it, and you're still thinking, we may screw it up.
Yes.
And I know they already did it.
I may not trust my person there.
Right.
You know what I mean? You might
well, I also felt like at some point somebody knew that we were going to hear from. So I stayed off my phone. Because I legitimately wanted that moment to be. And I didn't want to read bad news.
Of course.
And then watch them deliver somebody else.
You've experienced that enough.
Yeah, no doubt. So I was just like, let me just ride this out as a fan and see how it plays out. And then we'll talk about what happens about 2 hours later.
It was late. It was about 11:30. It was pushing midnight. Yeah. But going back to the Jalen pick, put aside the fact that he's a dog. Yeah. Put aside all the Georgia connections with the Atlanta fan base and how people have been clamoring that the Falcons franchising to take more Georgia players. The fact that Jalen Walker fell to 15 to the Atlanta Falcons and the Falcons didn't have to do anything to move up is an absolute steal. This is a guy who was rated either the first or second best pass rusher in the draft. He is a proven commodity. He is a Buckus Award winner. He is an all-SEC talent. We'll dive into what Brian Baldinger said on social media last night, but he is a multi-use, versatile pass rusher who will be getting after the quarterback on day one, a huge win for the Falcons.
The whole thing I said the whole time, Drew, was would I love to have a Georgia Bulldog? Yes. It was more important to me for the Falcons to get it right.
Yeah, of course.
So last night they checked two boxes with that pick, and then you add James Pierce, you know.
Two SEC dudes who can get after the quarterback. It could not gone any better.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, what they gave up to move back into the first round to take James Pierce Jr., who is a 6'5", athletic freak who runs a 4.4, who was an all-SEC talent stake. You can't lose in that situation, and I'm so glad. As somebody who's been highly critical of Terry Fontenot, I am so glad at the approach that they took last night. I applaud the aggressiveness.
Yeah, and let me just I think we're all, in the same mindset and you know, cohesive in how we feel. And we're happy to, you know, be on different sides. If it's going to make for better radio, we're going to do it organically. But I think we all understand this. What are we waiting for next year's number one?
Yeah.
This is a franchise that has spent 7 years out of the playoffs, that has one of the most, disappointing histories of any professional franchise. You have spent four number ones in a row, top 10, on offensive players that are going to come through. You're going to have to pay them at some point, right, if you're going to keep them. You are trying to finally get to a place where you are in the conversation with the Lions and the Rams and the Eagles and anybody else in the NFC, the elite teams. You're going to worry about where next year's pick is going to land. You have to fix your pass rush. You had to fix it 10 years ago. You had to fix it 15 years ago. You had to fix it 5 years ago. You don't wait to fix it. You fix it right away, and you say, next year, the sky is the limit.
Right.
And to wait around and think that, you know, hey, Terry was irresponsible because he may not be here next year. Now you lost your number one. Are you serious?
The owner signs off on that.
Of course he did.
Period.
You think Terry went and said at some point, this kid looks like he's going to be available from Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they probably started talking about that a half hour before. Are you okay if I try to get aggressive and give up next year's number one? Because that's always the key. Rams did a great job. There's going to be a ton of quarterbacks available.
Of course.
Rams and Sean McVay are thinking, not if we didn't fleece the Falcons, but we're in a great place. It's the great quarterback draft of next year with Matthew Stafford cycling out.
Right.
We are trying to fix what ails us.
100% agree. And to your point, when Terry goes to Arthur Blank and says, I think we might move up, the first question is, who for? And then you say a guy that we thought we were going to take at 15.
Yeah.
I almost felt like the delay was we had already fallen in love with James Pierce, and now we got to move off him because Jalen's there.
Yeah.
And maybe they were still like, listen, you know, cooler heads prevailed. It's like, dude, you have to take the Georgia kid, Jalen Walker. I know you have got yourself in a mindset that you want James Pierce Jr. because you decided he's going to fix the pass rush problem we have. But at the end of the day, I don't know why they took the 5 minutes, but when you realize he's still going to be there possibly late, and then Arthur's probably asking the question, tell me why you love him, which is the same conversation they had about Michael Penix Jr. last year where you had to convince your owner, you already have a quarterback. Why the hell are you taking
another
one?
I just paid $100 million for that quarterback.
Yeah.
Now,
well, Arthur, we believe this guy
can
change our entire defensive outlook, right? And obviously, being in the room with what Jeff Albrick and letting him say, this is the guy, and convincing Arthur's not any. His son Josh is there. Josh is going to be the new guy running the franchise.
Correct.
It's not like there's no clear head saying, oh, you don't think they know that if they have a bad year, they might have to fire their GM, do whatever you want?
Right.
No, Arthur, we think with Jalen Walker and with James Pierce Jr., we can change our outlook immediately.
I'm so happy that cooler heads prevailed. I'm so happy that Jalen Walker was there and available, and they took that best available player because it fits what the Falcons need, and I just love the Falcons fans or whoever that were in my Twitter mentions saying Jalen Walker's undersized. He's going to have trouble. He can't produce at the next level. Okay. I just went back and found the tweet of Micah Parsons, a top two defensive player in the NFL, gushing over Jalen Walker last year during the Texas game. You watch the tape, Jalen Walker abused the Texas tackle who was taking the top 10.
Kelvin Banks twice. 9 tackles, 4.5 sacks in 2 matches. Guess what? We're going to play him.
And where did he get drafted?
Charlotte, Carolina.
Eight.
No, he went
New Orleans.
Saints.
9.
Sorry.
Saints,
9.
Okay.
Yeah.
9. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're right. Jalen Walker won't do well in the NFL.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I remember watching that Texas game. I was at State Farm Arena for a concert, and we had like 25 of us underneath. We're lucky enough to be in this owner's lounge before the thing started, and actually ended up not going to the show and watching the whole game there. And I remember saying, Jalen Walker is having a coming out party nationally that literally must have every NFL scout losing their mind.
Yes,
he is. Do you remember we had, what, two or three picks in the first quarter?
Sacks. Yes.
Turnovers. We had the drop ball at the goal line.
He was a bat out of hell in that game.
So, like, Carson, remember we were like, how are we not up more? Well, Jalen Walker literally took over, so finally we started scoring.
Yeah.
Before that, it was like, can Jalen Walker play this level for the next three quarters?
Yeah, but I'll say this too. The football nerd in me, and I mentioned it this morning on the morning show, morning shift, the play on third down where he walks Arch Manning down. So Arch Manning, you know, uber-talented. He hasn't seen anything like this. He's first, third, and eight.
Right.
He bails because he doesn't trust coverage. All he sees is, I'm about to get a first down. The next thing that happens is his ass is on the ground 7 yards short because a dude shot out of a cannon and put him on the ground. That's the versatility of what we just drafted. He whipped your first-team All-American tackle
in
two games.
It's so good that the Falcons don't have to sell this pick to the fan base.
Oh, my God.
It's
people
awesome.
Are trying to order jerseys.
I know.
I'm getting texts.
Dude,
like,
I want you to think about the black jerseys coming out of the tunnel.
Dude, that red helmet.
Playing New Orleans.
That red helmet.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and then watching him on third down, whatever play, track down a quarterback, you know, upend somebody coming over the middle, eliminating whatever he's going to do, and then the kind of leader you've interviewed him many times,
dude.
Russell, you know him better than anybody.
This is a dude
coming off the field, a Georgia Bulldog in that uniform with a Mercedes Benz going crazy, saying, "Thank God we finally have an alpha male dominating and just getting that place going." I mean, that would have been a great morning. And then you go, like, screw it. We're getting another player to build this
Let's
thing.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. I mean, last year we were on these airwaves the Friday morning after the NFL draft.
I was so glad I went
and
home.
And the fan base was apoplectic. They were irate.
And even the ones that could defend it, saying if he's the right guy,
right.
You knew he has zero impact on next year.
Right.
You knew that doesn't help us.
This guy is starting game one.
Yeah. And by the way, James Pierce will be rushing the quarterback 3rd and 5 week one. Now, he's not going to play 75 snaps. He's got one job.
Get 10-plus sacks.
Yeah.
Go get the quarterback.
All right, when we come back, obviously phone calls, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Reminding everybody, Terry Fontenot coming up on the radio station on, I think it's Andy and Randy. And then, of course, both draft picks on with Dukes and Bell this afternoon. We'll come back and talk to you. Also, what Kirk Herbstreit say, and a former Tampa star is on set, asked who had the best night. Boy, was it tough for him to say what he said. Wait till you hear these two cuts coming back. Good morning for the Falcons, home of the Falcons, 92.9 The Game. Steak, Rusty, and our buddy Drew Butler.